It's Friday, December 20th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from AV Week 411. I am joined by Lainey Materis, George Tucker, and Clive Caldwell talking about interactive display walls in digital signage. Clive Caldwell starts off talking about the optimal use cases for interactive displays in digital signage installations.
You know, there are a lot of these sort of stories coming out at the moment with these super big, amazing screen environments that are engaging people. I think it's there, so why not use it? You know, a lot of things are made of them. Interactivity with digital sign, it's like everything else. You need to use it like a scalpel. It's a tool that you need to use carefully. Not everything needs to be interactive, you know. And you need to strategically think which elements within the environment you're creating is interactive. It needs to fit into a good story, a customer journey, all that sort of stuff. So it's not everything needs to be interactive. And I think if you look at these sort of screens, they're designed to be almost town hall, front of house, massive reception, impactful. They could be in museums, information dissemination, various other things, where instead of individual play, you've got a presence, other people taking part in what is a communal activity. You see at eBay, don't you, where people popping in to see what's going on, multiple people playing. Now, the quality and how that's delivered and the technology you use has to get slicker and better and so on. So you're going to get some wow stuff in there and so on and everything else. But I think that's a different thing to interactivity generally for digital signage. That's a much more, if you're doing it right, especially I suppose I'm looking at it from a retail perspective, yeah. You need to have the whole process thought through properly so that only the key points that you need to have interactive are interactive, not. I'm speaking here as a journalist rather than an integrator myself, obviously. But I think it's a much more sophisticated story. The technology may be there, but you need to use it very carefully.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.